We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, hello, everybody. It's a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Shad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook, News Talk 830W. CCO back with you until 3. Paul and Jordana follow us. I want to get caught up on Adam's trip to San Francisco. Get caught up in a number of items. Good stuff for you today. Colin Powell talk a couple times, including a matter of moments. Ask Adam anything. Let's go. Probably too soon to call in and stay on hold, although I really appreciate the quality of phone calls we had last week. A lot of good phone calls. Appreciate that. You want to text a question? You certainly can for Adam. 651-461-9226. We all knew this was coming, just a matter of when it was announced. Tim Walz running for re-election. Blois Olson, the man with the worst lists in the history of the world regarding food. He does know politics. Blois will join us 105. Jamie Yuccas, a great friend from CBS News 135. Aaron David Miller, so astute on world affairs and work for so many different secretaries of state, including Colin Powell. Aaron David Miller is at 205. Do we all agree, Adam, that Colin Powell was a trailblazer? As the headline said in the Tribune, trust advisor, extraordinary life, and flaw, right? Was a part of the case for the Iraq war. The reporting said at the time that he was reluctant to it, but he was the face of the administration. But an amazing life for Colin Powell. Is that a fair assessment?
100%. Yeah, right.
Right. So the news comes out yesterday morning that at E4, a man who's battling blood cancer, multiple myeloma, died. He's also battling Parkinson's. And with those issues, in particular the blood cancer, he was more vulnerable to COVID, and he died from the complications. Because of his illness, he was more susceptible to what could take place. But what happened right away? Now, for some, they did not know that he's battling blood cancer. And they saw a headline that he was vaccinated, didn't know about the blood cancer, and thought, hey, guess what? Another reason to think the vaccines don't work, even though the evidence is overwhelming. I think the latest data is you are 10 or 11 times less likely to die from COVID if you have a vaccine. But if you didn't know, I get it, you didn't know. Not everybody does this, what we do, and pay attention. Where I have a problem is the folks who knew. They knew that Colin Powell had blood cancer. They knew because of that blood cancer, his immunity would not build up in the same way from the vaccine. And that when you say, by the way, hey, if I don't get vaccinated, why do you care? This is why we care. Because immune compromised individuals who are vaccinated, when they have a breakthrough case, unlike the three of us, and the chances are extraordinarily high, there won't be implications. People like Colin Powell, who are 84 and have blood cancer, could die from a breakthrough case. But what happened? John Roberts, who used to be just damn good, credible reporter, knowing that Powell had this cancer, was questioning the quality of vaccines. Will Cain and Tucker Carlson and so many others were just playing the part. And so we had to hear from a doctor on Fox News with John Roberts right there, who just did knowingly, you know, question vaccines, and when he knows that this played an enormous part. So here's what we had to hear. Thankfully, had a chance to hear from a quality doctor on Fox News yesterday about Colin Powell's death.
Well, I can tell you, Sandra, you know, it's very upsetting to see that people taking Colin Powell's death and using it as the vaccine didn't work. This is a very specific situation, and one, to use someone's death to try and make a point that really doesn't carry a lot of weight to it is very frustrating. But I can tell you that this was a very specific situation. You had an elderly gentleman. I know that people don't like that word, but at the age of 84, he was already vulnerable for COVID-19. And then you add a cancer of the blood, and he is the most vulnerable. Yeah. When it comes to COVID-19.
Bravo to the doctor saying that to Sandra Smith, Dr. Nicole Sapphire, because it's the truth. People are trying to push their dismissal of the quality of vaccines. We don't agree with you. I'm not trying to muzzle everyone, but if you're gonna talk about an example, try to include the truth that we're talking about an 84-year-old man with blood cancer. That makes him more vulnerable. Then we get to the 45th president of the United States. Today, what do we hear from former presidents when someone who served our country? Complimentary. Effusive praise. Sometimes maybe it goes too far, but maybe that's a good part of our society, that we go further than maybe we should. But this was a phenomenal life that overcame so many barriers, who comported himself in a way that we all should aspire to do, and a long, long list of accomplishments. Donald Trump. Wonderful to see Colin Powell. This is his morning. This is the day after he's died. Wonderful to see Colin Powell, who made big mistakes on Iraq and famously so-called weapons of mass destruction, be treated in death so beautifully by the fake news media. Hope that happens to me someday. He was a classic rhino. If even that, always being the first to attack other Republicans. He made plenty of mistakes, but anyway, may he rest in peace. Adam, take your pick on either topic and jump on in.
I couldn't care less what Donald Trump thinks, first of all. I don't have the emotional capacity to really care what he thinks at any point, so I try to ignore what he says. But for Colin Powell, again, I've talked about this many, many times over the last few years, and I think it's just one of those areas where social media just amplifies it, about how we have to be so quick now when someone passes away. You've got to focus on the flaws before anything else. Otherwise, you're somehow seen as, you know, glossing over the flaws that someone has made, albeit, you know, ignoring like a whole life of service to a country. That's something I see more on the left than the right, where, you know, we've got to point out that, you know, yes, he was somebody who was president or so, whatever, but boy, they made a lot of mistakes in their life, you know, not, you know, focusing on that. You know, if you're in a full life of either military or public policy, you're probably going to make some mistakes along the way. And when I say mistakes, I know that glosses over, you know, I'm not trying to diminish the Iraq war, which killed many, not only American lives, but scores and scores of probably innocent people. But this notion that the flaws of a human being must be front and center when they pass on, instead of, you know, just remember, you know, feeling sorry, bad that someone passed along, or, you know, which could be the you know, if you have to do that, at least for a day or two, you know, shut the hell up maybe for a day or two, and then you can assess someone's life by then, and that goes for the former president as well in his statement.
Yeah, I can't do what you're doing. I understand it. He's right in the middle of the arena. He's running for president again. I think the chances are better than not. He's going to be our next president. So I get it. It's a very defendable position. I just can't take that stance, but you're so right. And on WMDs and the war and what a fiasco it turned out to be, let's not forget Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, Joe Biden, Tony Blair and others, Dan, also thought that Hussein had WMDs. Evidence that was overamplified by the Bush administration? Hell yes. But the idea that only Republicans thought Hussein had WMDs, that's really convenient by the left on that issue. But on the comments by the right-wing folks on Powell and vaccines don't matter and Trump, what do you want to see?
I mean, it's silly. The first thing, and it's sad, the first thing that I thought yesterday when I saw the news that he had passed, and it was from COVID, and that he was fully vaccinated before, you know, I had seen a headline that, you know, he had been suffering from this blood cancer was, oh, gee, you know, folks are going to grab this and try to use this as, you know, look, the vaccine doesn't work. So it was utterly predictable that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. It took about 5 minutes of research, quote unquote, to use it in their parlance of Googling something to find out that he had the blood cancer and that's, you know, that was a mitigating circumstance that, you know, made him even more vulnerable. And all along, you know, nobody's ever argued that the vaccine's 100% perfect.
Never.
I mean, never. It's never been asserted at all. Is it the best way you can keep yourself safe? That's true. But it's nothing in that case is 100%. And it's a heck of a lot more effective than most vaccines are as when you start looking at the numbers. So it's sad that somebody would, you know, again, this is all, everything's politicized now. Everything has to be about politics. Everything has to be about even somebody's death has to be about, you know, what side of the aisle that you're on. And of course, we know from the former president that the only thing he cares about is whether people, you know, lavish him with praise or not. And if mm-hmm. you don't do that, then you're the worst person ever in the history of people. And if you do that, you're the greatest person ever in the history of people. And you can actually, what we've learned is that you can bounce back and forth from both categories, depending on when you say what you say, Lindsey Graham being example 1A of that. So, I'm tempted very much to just dismiss it, you know, the way that Adam is, because it's so pathetically obvious that this guy doesn't know two things about Colin Powell. Other than Colin Powell didn't support him, and so he has to be a horrible person. That's the only degree to which he's interested in Colin Powell.
And again, just sums up that Donald Trump as a person is insufficient, has no shame, and has no decency about him. Once again, a person dies, and this is what he does. And by the way, there's a pattern to this. It's not an isolated incident. It's just who he is. It's who he is. Let's do this. Let's pause. I want to hear about Adam's trip out to San Francisco and remind you, Ask Adam Anything is coming up in a matter of minutes. Get those texts lined up right now. 651-461-9226. Nobody has backed the San Francisco Giants more than Adam Carter all year. We've been breaking it down like a Giants fan line. But all of a sudden, Mr. San Francisco Giants is going out to San Francisco with the Lobster. He's spending good dough. He needs a Giants victory, and he's going to game one. And Gabe Morales pointed, I think he pointed right to Rosemount, Adam, right to Rosemount on the awful check swing call and said, you're out, and Adam, you're not going to the next round of the playoffs. So that was off the agenda. Even though you and the Lobster bought shirts saying you hate the Dodgers. I mean, geez, venom just oozing out of the two of you. You go to a wonderful place. It's my favorite big city in America. It's a short trip. There's so much to do. A rental car costs probably about $500,000 a day. So tell us about it. How was it?
Well, first of all, let's not pretend. Don't slander me by saying I've never cheered for the Giants before this week. I was a huge San Francisco Giants fan when I was a kid. Will Clark was like my guy. So they've always been second to the Twins What? You don't know that.
You're right. I don't. You're exactly right. Yeah. I do not know that.
And plus, that ballpark is one of the ones I wanted to get to. So yeah, it would have been fun. But no, that being that aside, it would have been a great night too. The Saturday night there was beautiful. Friday and Saturday when we were there, it was beautiful weather. I had a great time. It's a beautiful city, a very walkable city. We tried to get a lot done in just the short time we had there. We definitely want to go back and explore a little further out, both north and south, which would be fun. But it was all it's cracked up to be. And the homelessness that, you know, you ever hear everybody, oh, God, oh, it was scary there, you know, like, oh, geez, you know. And, you know, any big city you go to now, that's going to be an issue. It always is. We did walk. We went out to eat on Saturday night, and we decided to walk back a little over a mile back to the hotel. And it was, you know, we went through two groups where it was open drug use, and there was, you know, but they're not, people weren't confronting you. It's just, it is what it is in any major city. You can go in downtown Minneapolis and see the same kind of thing. Which is sad, but it's kind of the part of any kind of big city life. If that's if there are that many people congregated in a city like that, you're going to see that. So it was wonderful. Stayed at the Palace Hotel, and one legendary historical hotel, which is just gorgeous, and had a great time.
Yeah, just on the homeless part, they've had it worse at times. And it's going in waves, and I know they've tried to balance, just like you just said, Melvin Carter in St. Paul and Jacob Fry, and how you deal with it in a way when you're not just trying to get rid of it for PR purposes. You're trying to find help for individuals. You're trying to deal with the accountability, and it's hard in a city of that size. It is an extraordinarily expensive area. It is a beautiful area, but you count San Francisco and you count those other areas around it. It's a beautiful place to live, but you need to make some serious dough. Now, you told me, and also you tweeted about this picture of this bridge I was unfamiliar with in the San Francisco area.
Couple of them there. One is red, and it's great. It's almost like a gate. To the people coming from the Pacific, and it's to the entrance of the bay.
It's almost golden about it.
Yes, you know, it's kind of orangish red, and it's spectacular. I don't know why they don't tout it a little more when people want to come out to California. But no, that's the first time I've crossed the Golden Gate Bridge and did it. You know, we did the total tourist thing. I got on one of those buses, the hop on, hop off.
You did, okay.
But it's a great way to see the city. You know, you can get off and spend time like we did in Haight-Ashbury. You know, I had to see Haight-Ashbury.
Of course you did. Of course you stayed there for a while.
Well, there's fantastic food there. It's not the hippie denizen that it was in the 60s, and now it's more gentrified and a beautiful area. We did the tour, see the city that way and stop at a bunch of spots. Certain part, you know, Fisherman's Wharf, that's overrated. Fisherman's Wharf is so touristy.
I agree with you.
It's just, it's like going down, you know, to any just over tour, you know, mediocre food and lots of people. And, other spots that we really enjoyed, Haight-Ashbury for sure was great. Mission District, North Beach, it was fantastic. Then I went to the fish show Sunday night. I found out somebody died during the show.
Well, I saw that.
I had no idea. Somebody
you tweeted.
Somebody
about that.
Fell from the upper deck. Actually, two people fell from the upper deck to the lower deck. One of them died. It happened during the show, and I never saw anything. The show didn't stop, and it was crazy. Sad, obviously, but it kind of puts a damper on what was a great experience, great show.
Are we surprised that doesn't happen more often?
Yes.
I hate to be morbid about
because, I mean, we were in the, like Harry Styles, we were in the upper deck of the X, and it is steep, and there is a railing, obviously, but, mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, if you're in certain, you know, look, I'm under no illusions that there's truth to the stereotype of a lot of fans who go into fish are probably, you know, chemically enhanced. So sadly, that probably might have played a role if somebody's, you know, up there and don't have their wits about them. Sadly, I guess it is surprising that it doesn't happen more.
Did you plan the trip around the fish concert, or did you find out about it later?
No, this was something this summer. I hadn't seen him since 2016, so I wanted to go somewhere this summer to go see him. I was hoping that they'd be in Chicago. Maybe I could go to Chicago. But there wasn't any real good options, and then I looked at their fall tour, which is underway. I said San Francisco. I was like, you know, we could make a weekend out of that, and talked Jen into it, even though she wanted no business with the fish show. She stayed at the hotel, but no, it was fun, which was fine because it was raining that night. They got much needed rain. Obviously, it's very dry in California, but so all the locals were very thankful that they got a little rain Sunday night.
See, I think that is a testament to a great relationship, and I'm being 100% serious. I mean, that you can go to the show, Jen could do her thing, and there's no issues at all.
Right.
Bravo.
I told her, I said, look, even if we were saying that at the airport yesterday, I said, you know, and she was totally fine with it. And it was absolutely, you know, I would have loved if she would be there, but I totally understand that it's not her thing, and I get it. It wouldn't be a lot of thing for a lot of people, but.
11-hour show, I heard?
Not quite. Just shy of three. And actually, I pulled a U. I left before the encore.
Thank you. I'm proud of you.
I'm
proud of you.
Yeah.
There we go. All right, let's pause.
I wanted to get that Uber. That's what I wanted to do.
How expensive are they, by
actually, the Ubers weren't bad, but the price of food in San Francisco, like, it's so weird because, like, going to New York and stuff, I've never noticed, like, a huge, like, wow, where you go, my God, is the food expensive. San Francisco, it was, like, jaw-dropping, like, oh, my God. I mean, every meal, if you find a meal for under $100 for two people, bravo.
Well, you told me about this new place called Applebee's that you found out.
What a foodie town. I mean, Applebee's, there was a Hard Rock Cafe. It's incredible.
Yes. Listen, that's why it's San Francisco. Some of those unique opportunities you have. Let's go. Let's get a bunch of phone calls and a bunch of texts for this man. Ask Adam anything. Controversial, edgy, humor, back to his past, predicting the future, you name it. Let's go. The number is simple. 651-461-9226. That's how you call or you text. We love calls, love text. Your call on it. 651-461-9226.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.